everybody. This is our BBS radio show, Creation Light Shift Healing. And the date today that we always clear is March 27, 2017. So here we go. Let's release the energy from you that could be cording you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay? That's good. And let's bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That feels pretty good. And if you have a situation going on, let's clear that. So here we go, releasing the energy from you. So stronger, stronger, stronger. Think of a situation. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so today's show is the Healing Highway. And we'll bring Ann on. And do you have any testimonials out there from different things, Ann?
Yes. Hi, Ron, and welcome, everyone. Let me see. Well, I thought I'd actually start with this, Ron, because we have so much to talk about today based on our discussions we've been having and the really wonderful things you shared with us yesterday. But a listener wrote in and asked if we could please ask listeners who have been working with their spirit for several years, if they could write in about it and share their experiences. So I thought I'd start with that in case there are some people listening who would like to share that.
And oh, that's good. Okay.
The other thing that I want to say that is important is, well, first of all, I want to say you're listening to Ron Amatron, and Ron is a light being, and he has a wonderful website with a lot of information, a lot of healings, a lot of free healings. It's creationlightship.com. And on the right-hand side of that is a place where you can enter your email to receive Ron's email announcements. So if you haven't already done that, I suggest you do it, because he doesn't send out many at all, at the most maybe 2 or 3 a month. But they're very important and valuable to get them. And so do that. Now, meantime, just today, a really wonderful email went out. So if you didn't get that, you can request it to be sent to you from clsquestions@yahoo.com. I mean, do both. Sign up to get future emails. But if you didn't get the one that went out today, or if you have any questions or testimonials for Ron to read on, for me to read on the air today, you can send them to clsquestions@yahoo.com or click on the fast chat button. Okay. So someone just sent in about the Be Here Now clearing, Ron. The time is preset to 10 minutes. Since it is so needed to stay in the now, is it possible to remove the preset time and give us the option to put in our own time? Maybe even so much that we could put it on for 480, which is 8 hours, or 600, which is 10 hours, minutes. And I believe this has come up before, and that is a possibility for that to get changed on the website. But in the meantime, I believe you offered a different solution, which was to put the Be Here Now on, oh boy, one of the sample healings. I'm trying to remember which one it was. Do you recall that, Ron?
No, just do the minor heart drop. Just do the Be Here Now. The Be Here Now is good when you wake up, you know, just to get yourself here. And that's used when you buy your computer. Okay, so let's just say that you're curious and you want to be here now all the time. Well, you could probably put your picture in front of your screen, but it's not designed for that. You know, it's just designed to get you put back into the now, and 10 minutes of time should be more than enough for you to be there, okay? Typically, you're going to be here in the now in 1 minute. So 10 minutes is actually a long time for that. And then do the mind a heart drop. So it's not designed to keep you in the be here now for your whole day, because it won't work that way. It's just to get you jump-started. Like if you get a bad phone call or something, you know, and you're frustrated, angry, or whatever, maybe you're going sideways with your life, you just feel like there's too many bills coming in, you know, something like that. This is just to get you jump-started back into the now, up to like kind of reboot you. So that's what it's for. So a lot of people like that. So as far as having it on for more than 10 minutes, no, you should already be over your situation. And if you do have a situation like too many bills, then find out why that is. Is that your fear body that's kicking in? You know, are you in anxiety? Something like that. Then go in and get your whole lifetime emotional clearing. So I'll say that differently, because people I'm finding now are like, one lady went in to get an emotional clearing, and she did her first seven generational clearing without doing the whole life. That's ridiculous. That's not the protocol that we have. So I'm kind of like, you know, getting all these weird emails from people about how they're misusing the website and not doing the protocol. You must do the whole lifetime clearing first. So, you know, if you get those bills in the mail and that makes you fearful, then that means that you need to have the whole lifetime fear clearing. Okay? So then you probably already have it, I would hope, because you know that you're living in your fear body. So right away, that's kind of a no-brainer to me. You should be like, yeah, I should do that clearing. And then after you do it, then you go in after that date, and if you get those things in the mail again and it bothers you, then purchase the unlimited version and go in there and put in there on your fear clearing that you're in fear of bills and run that. Probably take 1 minute to do, and you should feel better. So, you know, the be here now is just to get you jump-started from an awful situation that you might have. It's not going to keep you in the now for your whole life. So you can do the mind a heart drop when you feel situations coming, but that's what it's for. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. And I remember a listener suggesting a while back, and I do this now, and I really like it, you can open two windows or two pages with the Be Here Now and run the spirit integration and body integration at the same time. It feels really good. So I agree with you. It's so powerful. But I also believe that the key to the mind to heart drop is practice. And just do it every time you think of it, and it really works.
Yes, uh-huh.
So I don't want to read the whole email, obviously, that went out today, but I just wanted to share, if that's okay, Ron, if we can kind of continue the discussion of yesterday that you started on the healing call, which is really so positive and such wonderful news for us all. And someone did send in some questions, but I'll just read the beginning of this email that went out. Ron discussed on the March 22nd and March 24th radio programs and the Sunday conference calls, the new earth is now available for all who live in the present moment. The new earth looks like our current planet Earth, but lacks alien-created timeline duality. Your spirit lives in the now on the new earth. When you experience peace, you are automatically there too, and your body merges with your spirit. So that is extremely uplifting for us, Ron, and we thank you so much for creating this situation for us. So can you talk, because there are probably people on here today who haven't heard this before, so could you talk a little bit about that?
Why don't you read the whole thing, Ann?
Okay.
That way we can have it on for people if they need to have a reference.
All righty.
That'd be great if you could do that. Then we could talk about it.
Okay.
See if we get any questions.
The next section, that was the opening paragraph, and the next section is reminders of how to stay on the new earth. One, remember to do the mind to heart drop command and the Be Here Now online clearing on a regular basis. That's what you were just saying, Ron. Two, periodically check your timeline by doing the finger exercise to determine if you're living in the past, present, or future. Number three, your spirit can be on the new earth automatically when listening to Ron's radio shows and attending his healing conference calls. So everyone right now, Ron, is on the new earth. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct, unless you're not concentrating, we'll say. Maybe you're doing something else that's listening in the background. So normally when you get on these radio shows, you're automatically put into the present moment as you're listening. But if you're doing something else and you're not, committed to listening 100%, then, yeah, you can still be in mind energy. But typically, you should be in the now. And do your finger exercise and see where that finger goes to. Remember, you should be, your finger should be directly in front of you. So back to you.
Okay. Because you are living on the current Earth during this transition period, you still need to continue to clear the accumulated rubble off yourself. When you find you're getting upset, say the mind to heart drop command, continue your timeline crashing, along with practicing living in the new Earth energy as much as possible. It is recommended to release the current Earth's alien control grip on you by doing clearings and timeline crashes. All of the CLS clearings and conference calls assist in releasing the current Earth's confrontational duality energy from you and others. And recommended healing, spirit integration. This cleans out the body so it can join the spirit. Once you clear the issues stored in your cellular memory and invisible energetic bodies, then your body automatically joins your spirit on the new earth. This is your opportunity for body ascension and a reunion with your spirit on the new earth. So spirit integration is one that I do and a lot of people just keep running all the time. It's sometimes called the light infusion too, and it's at the bottom of a lot of the healings, and I just put that on and run it continually. And the next one recommended is the set sequence timing body. It resets you with your spirit in this lifetime. It's like a reset for putting your spirit fully in your body. This can be a very useful clearing if you have a situation going on where you're not holding the peace that is needed to allow space for your spirit. Ron, I was wondering, I mean, I could keep reading this whole thing, but would it be possible to get a sample of the set sequence timing body?
Yeah, I'll do that for last Christmas for you. Okay, so here we go. Your choice if it's the 24th or 25th there, but, it's possible that you got taken out of your body. This is what this is for, this clearing. So remember, when you're taken out of your body by being startled, shocked, maybe hurt, something like that, you could be out for a few minutes to maybe hours. So since you live in time, the aliens take advantage of you being out of your body and can bring to you entities and implants, programs, etc., because nobody is home with you mining the fort. And that's also true for people who meditated in the past. Where are you when you meditate? You're not here, you know. So you could have problems with that also. So we'll just pick last Christmas, the date of your choice there. And whatever happened during that day, which made you out of your body, will bring your spirit back to you. So otherwise, there is, in a sense, there's a void there. But the void could also be, having some darkness there. So we'll get you in as much as we can. If you do have darkness or being out of your body, then I can't help you with that. You know, you have to do a special clearing to get that cleared out of you, whatever situation you dealt with. Remember, your spirit is not powerful enough to kick out the darkness out of you. If it would be, you would be cleared out through your whole lifetime already. That's why you have to do clearings to help you. So here we go. Let's just pick that date of your choice. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Hopefully that feels a little better for you. So back to you, Ann.
Yes, thank you, Ron. And you talked about this and explained it so beautifully recently that just any time, this puts your spirit back in your body from all the times it left. And it occurred to me that, you know, something as simple as a dog barking when you're taking a walk can, you know, if you aren't expecting it, can take you out of your body. So it's a wonderful healing to have unlimited, I feel, and just keep it going. You know, keep it updated, I should say. Okay, and I really like this next part. I'm still reading the email that went out today. There is a lot of disinformation about raising your magnetic vibrational frequency to quickly assist you in becoming spiritual, such as the higher the magnetic pull of an issue, the more your life is drawn into that magnetic field signature. Know that this is just another trap to promote the aliens' law of attraction practices. Your spirit vibration cannot be increased in this manner. The whole lifetime clearings, the CLS whole lifetime clearings, are necessary to remove the contamination to bring your fractured spirit back into wholeness. Ron plans to add this portion to the already existing whole lifetime clearings so you can decontaminate your spirit. So part of what this upcoming healing call is going to be on April 15th will be bringing our fractured spirit back. Is that correct, Ron?
The one that we're doing, spirit in the box one you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, the spirit in the box is where the aliens have taken your spirit off planet someplace and put it like in a storage warehouse, okay? And they may come and visit you and maybe take bits and pieces of your spirit away, you know, to use for the manifestation. But that's their storehouse for that. And so it's not something that you get taken to each time you're out of your body. It's the fact that they stole your whole spirit and it's collected in these boxes. So that's another way of stating that. And hopefully everything will work out great and you're going to feel wonderful afterwards. Everybody who's done it so far has felt that. So back to you.
Okay. To continue, in fact, magnetic vibration frequency practices and attunements abduct you onto timelines. Everything in duality has an identifying frequency signature, a magnetic field thumbprint. In contrast, there are no identifying thumbprints in true source light. On the new Earth, nothing exists to track, identify, and trap or interfere with your freedom. The creation lightship clearings allow us to experience the reality consciousness of peace. Peace exists because it has no frequency of memory or history. We are clearing toward a reality of freedom where individualized external spirits have regained full manifesting abilities to exist in peace and light as intended. So I think the person that wrote in who requested people who have been working with their spirit energy for a long time, this is exactly why, because it's sometimes there's so much talk about things like law of attraction, and people who understand the difference know when you work with your spirit, you stay in source energy, and it's completely a different energy than law of attraction, which is mind energy. So I think that's what people are hoping to hear more about, people who are able to manifest and work and think with their heart more than their mind. And it doesn't mean you're not using your brain. So anyway, we would, as always, love to hear from people. So that's the, at the bottom of that email, there is the full information about the next healing, live healing call. That would be wonderful for everybody to get on that. And it's, again, April 15th. It's at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It costs $50. There's a button on this email to click to register. You'll get a phone number with a PIN to call in. You cannot be absentee on this call. And that's it, I guess. That's all we need to know for now. And Ron talked about what's going to be happening on it. A couple of people are asking me for the email. Okay.
So I'll talk about the spirit clearing. Initially, eons ago, I was working to help people out to get their spirit out of here, and then finding out that the body's contaminating, which then contaminated their spirit. So it'd be useless to work with your spirit because your body's contaminated. So hopefully you're all on the same line there. Remember, the spirit mimics you. We talked about this on many BBS programs. So if you get a broken arm, so does your spirit. If you feel sick, so does your spirit. If you stub your toe, it has a problem with its toe because it's now stubbed. Okay, so everything that happens, and when you die of some kind of awful death, which, you know, you're still living now, but, you know, if that happens, so does your spirit. It looks just like you. And as you get older, you start losing life force energy from your spirit because you can never be more than what you were in this lifetime, in our lifetimes, when you were born, because your spirit is stolen by the darkness, and then you get contaminated. So what we're going to do now, since I'm going to be working more with your spirit energies, working with your physical bodies for a long time, and kind of that's your responsibility of cleaning out your body, then from there, we'll be working with your spirit. That's why we have the new earth for your spirit to reside on. So for those of you who have been doing the earth transport clearing, we can just kind of basically say that the new earth transport will be going to the new earth, which will be the new CLS earth manifestation, which is source energy, creating a brand new earth because this earth here is too contaminated to even deal with. So what will happen is all those clearings, even though you put it into the new earth, it'll be going to the new earth that your spirit resides on. So saying it differently, your spirit is only going to be on the new earth when you're in the present moment. And that's no different than what we talked about before, because, you know, you need to be in the now to be with your spirit. So now your spirit can go someplace and feel safe. Where it went before, I couldn't tell you. You know, it was probably trying to avoid the aliens abducting it. Now your spirit is safe on the new earth. And how do you have your spirit with you, your whole spirit? Well, you have to be in the present moment. And that could be when you're having a good time doing something creative and time basically stopped for you. Clock keeps moving and you're being happy with what you're doing. Then you kind of snap out of it. You know, maybe you have to be someplace, you have an alarm set, and all of a sudden you go, wow. You know, I got to be back in time now. So then you're no longer, you know, going to be on the new earth with your spirit helping you for your manifestation. So you can do the mind and heart drop to hold that energy over again. But when you're not, when you're not in the now, your spirit is not with you. Then you have your clone replicas that the dark side created for you. Okay, we've talked about that on other shows, hundreds of times. So that's why you get abducted every 10 minutes, because you're being, you know, on timeline that they created for you. So what you can do now, like we mentioned, is go in and run, your whole lifetime clearing is probably over again. And after your name, just put for your spirit or spirit, you know, my spirit, your name with my spirit or something like that. Whatever works for you, whatever's in there will work, okay? So don't get too wordy or get too mental with it. So that clearing now is going to clean off your spirit of the contaminations of the emotion. So just like when the emotional body, you know, maybe one time, and if you got to go in there again because of situations happening, then your spirit's contaminated. and, you know, just do it over again for that. So anyway, that's how I would suggest doing that. And we'll see if we can get a drop-down box so you can do one for your body, which is what the clearing is designed for, and one for your spirit. Typically, for most people, when you did the clearing, your spirit was sort of cleaned off anyway, but I just want to make sure that your spirit is, living in wholeness on the new earth, because it can't go there unless it, you know, is decontaminated. So that's where your spirit is going to be whole. And when you're in the present moment, then you can go there, and more than likely, whatever part of you has been cleaned out will have your spirit attached there. Remember, if you have blockages, your spirit can't come into your body. So as you do clearings, you're clearing more of yourself off, and it's kind of like making you, kind of like putting a puzzle together. You know, what parts of you are cleaned off in that puzzle of maybe 1,000 pieces, we'll say, and which parts aren't. So if the part isn't cleaned off, there's no way that your spirit can join you in the contamination that you have, you know, brought forward, because it can't go there. So hopefully that makes sense to everybody. If you have any questions now, you can, you know, maybe send them to us either on this show or the next one, clsquestions@yahoo.com. So back to you.
Okay. So when you did the set sequence timing body sample earlier, somebody wrote in, felt that, wow, going to need this clearing, especially now with the new earth, so that my spirit can be there. So that's good.
Yep.
When Ron does samples on the show, this person is exactly right. That, you know, if you really feel something powerfully when Ron does a sample on the shows, it's a good idea to get that healing for yourself. Okay. And how much, I don't know if you'll be able to answer this one, Ron, but how much spirit percentage do we have stored in these boxes?
That I can't answer. I don't know. You know, I would say if you had 100% of your spirit here at birth, I would probably say it probably contains maybe 90% of your spirit. What you came in with, 90% of it has been stolen. Remember, you lived a long time here, and you're in duality in your thinking consciousness, and the duality puts you on the timelines, and that's where they steal your spirit. So I would say 90% would probably be a really good number to start off with, and it could maybe be as high as 99. So back to you.
Okay. Okay, so I'm sorry. Someone said they've signed up twice to get the emails and aren't getting them, so I will send you this one. And we will try to get you put on that. Okay. So we have some questions about the new Earth. Is it only people that still have spirit with them, like us, that do the clearings with you, Ron, that are going to be on the new Earth?
Well, I don't know any other, there's nothing else on the planet, I'll just put it that way, that's going to clean you out the way the creation light ship does, the source energy working with you. So I would say that would be correct. So the people who have done the clearings, have got these energetic energies out of you, are the only ones that are going to be doing the ascension. Might sound kind of maybe egotistic or cold, but that's the facts. Remember, the Bible still talks about Jesus doing healings and people, which is why he came here. And like you said, you have to be like a child after the kingdom. Well, that's the same thing now. Nothing has changed. It's the same information, just said a little differently. And so that's the way it is. You have to have your body cleaned out of densities. And I go to the expos, you know, when we go there, and I do get some people who want to confront me with, oh, I did this kind of modality here. I already did my emotional clearing. And I said, okay, fine. And some people will want to see what I do, and I'll do it. And they go, well, I can feel a big difference on that. They go, well, you're using mind energy to do your emotional clearings. You're using some kind of dark side practitioner or alien energies. and or symbols or something, and of course it's not going to work. It may make you feel warm and fuzzy thinking that you got everything, but it's not. So, and you could have maybe even been doing this for 2 years. So, you know, your emotional whole lifetime clearing and all the whole lifetime ones, you clear basically 2 years out of your life every hour. So, you know, 20 minutes typically to a half an hour, unless you do a lot of walking in between the clearings every 10 years, you're done. You know, it doesn't take a whole lot of time to do it because source energy is doing it for you. So that's the way it is. So back to you, and there's nothing to look at or figure out. And you just do the whole lifetime one first, and that clears it out. And it goes from your current age in that millisecond of time that you're living. So if you started it at 6:01 and 30 seconds, it'll take from 6:01, 30 seconds, and go all the way back to your conception. What happened in 32 seconds, we'll say 31 seconds on, is not cleared. That's why you get the unlimited version. And you may not need it right away, you know? Remember, it's taking your whole life to get gunked up. So sometimes what does resurface, you know, is just a little speck where, you know, some people have lifetime issues on a certain thing, and that's what you want to, you know, have to get addressed, basically, and that gets addressed into your whole lifetime clearing. So it's taken away. But what you may be getting in the future, you know, may just be a little speck of something. And it may or may not be needed to do, you know, the updated version of the unlimited. But a lot of people get it because they don't want to get contaminated again. And they don't want that little thing that's there to, you know, bring something else to you, because then you're working with the law of attraction. And you know what the law of attraction did? You know, that's probably what brought you here. So anyway, back to you.
Okay. So the same person. So clones, or people we know that are clones, like famous people and family members, does that mean if I'm in the present moment and on the new Earth, the CLS New Earth, does that mean I won't see them, like family members and these famous people that are clones? They won't be in our surroundings?
No, you're still going to be living in two realities. You can be in the present moment living here on the new Earth. Remember, the dark side copied the new Earth energy or source energy of this planet, okay? So you're still going to be living like walking in two different realities. You're going to be walking in the present moment, and then you're going to be walking also in the copy and paste reality that the dark side made of the planet that you're living on when you're not in the present moment. So you're actually in two realities. You're in source energy in the moment, and of course you're going to be seeing your TV and looking out your window, seeing people walking around, but they're not going to vanish. So you're going to be able, you know, there's nothing different about it. You're just going to be able to be peaceful. Remember, the dark side created this planet. That's what you've been living on for your whole life. Now you have the opportunity to live on the uncorrupted planet, and a lot of the things that were negative on it, like Fukushima, we'll say, is not going to be erupting. So, that's the advantage. Back to you.
Okay, wonderful, Ron. So the next part of her, or their, I don't know if it's a woman, her, the question was, you kind of answered it, so we'll still be working. You know, like money is duality, but will we still be working? And I guess that you kind of answered that already. Yes, we will.
Yeah, that's
right?
Correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. So someone wrote in, they already purchased their spot in the April 15th call and wrote in to say, this sounds like some awesome and amazing news. And I agree. So thank you.
Yeah, I've worked on this process, getting the six Earth spirits together, to create a new Earth probably about 2 months ago.
Right.
And I think it's taken about maybe, 10 days, 2 weeks to actually get it manifested, you know, into a physical planet. But it's going to be probably outside of your vision. You're not going to actually ask an astronomer to say, hey, man, you know, go to the moon and look down and see if there's two Earths there. No, you probably would not be able to see it that way, but you will be able to feel, you know, the difference on it. So this is the way it's supposed to be.
Right.
And, you know, before, like I said, we're working with your physical body to clean it out so it can do something and do the ascension. So now you have a much better chance at that, and you can enjoy the new Earth in peace. And you will find, you know, peaceful people there, but you're going to be walking in two different ways of being. One in duality, if you choose to go that way and get up, you know, brought into duality, or be in peace. And that's the way it was before, too. So back to you.
Well, and I guess, Ron, that what you just made me think of is if you're going out and where you're potentially or likely going to run into people that are dark energy or clones or robots or whatever, maybe it's a chance to go even deeper and just not even notice, not be bothered, not let anything take your peace. Just kind of look
yes,
at them differently.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Ron, someone had a request. They're experiencing a physical pain from an operation from years back, and they were wondering if we could have a sample of the pain body clearing.
Okay, so if anybody out there has pain, or you have pain in your past, remember, the pain's still with you, unless you cleared it. Okay, now if you did the pain clearing, whole lifetime pain clearing on the website, that took care of it already. So you probably won't feel anything. But for the people who have not done their whole lifetime pain clearing, you might now bring up incidences that's happened to you. If you did the clearing, you probably have a blank blackboard. Nothing's on it. So the people who haven't done the pain clearing, you probably got that thing filled up. So just be my guest. Select one of your pains in your past. Probably got thousands. And pick up one of them, and normally you're going to have the one that's the most painful to you. Now, when it could go back, you know, maybe to 1 year of age, you know, who knows? So maybe you had pain the first time you had a tooth pulled or something. And so here we go. Let's release that energy from you. It's still in your field, and that field, that energy in your pain body is also mirroring to your physical body. And when you have that pain, you have no spirit there. Remember, your spirit does not go where there's pain or drama and trauma emotions because of darkness. So I'm going to clear the darkness out of you, and you may find your spirit coming to you, and you may have a healing there. So here we go. You need to focus on one of those only one situations and bring it in the energy to clear away that pain. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go.
Thank you, Ron. And a question. Can I run more than one spirit whole life clearing at a time?
I would say no. Just do one at a time.
Okay.
Because they're all different issues.
Okay,
issues on the whole lifetime clearing. So, if you want to do your spirit emotional, that's fine. Don't put another screen up for, like, your pain body, you know, or anything else. Just do one at a time.
Right. Okay. And then that brought up a question for me. I run my healings by putting my name, and then I add in time and out of time. Would it be helpful to do that also for the spirit clearings as we redo them?
Your spirit won't be necessarily, I think, out of time, okay?
Okay.
Oh, it's out of time because it's in the now. Boy. I'd have to ask about that on a different day, yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. And someone is asking, and I do believe you did this on a past call, you are saying no absentee for the spirit in the box clearing. And I can't remember which one it was, Ron, but there was another one a couple of months ago that you said no absentee, but you did make an allowance for people who are in other countries and will be asleep.
Yes, that is correct. If you're in another country, no problem.
So, right, should they send you an email and just let you know, Ron, it'll be 2 a.m. or whatever?
That would be fine, yes, great.
Okay, great. So that is the exception. So if you're in another country, I guess, so if you're sleeping, you'll receive the healings, but if you're, for instance, at work or something, it's not so good to try to get the day off. Okay, and see, we've got getting some new things. Okay, question. Ron said the whole lifetime clearings go back in time. What about the timer clearings on the other clearings? Do they work in the present and past?
That's a little too mental for me. Can you repeat that again?
Well, I guess there's... If they're, like, for instance, I have, right now I'm running the harmonic frequency clearing, and it's many parts, right? It's five parts, and, well, it's altogether 11, and the default is an hour, right? So if I'm clearing, say, the first one, earth-based discordant odd harmonic frequencies, is it happening in the now and clearing the past like the whole life clearings do, or is it just clearing the now?
I'm still not catching on to that. So all clearings work in the now. Are you asking if... Say that again, Ann. I must be missing something.
It's okay. It's if I'm 30 years old and I run my whole life emotional healing, I'm cleared from birth to 30. So it, in a sense, it's in the now, but it's clearing my past.
Yeah, it's starting from where you are now when
right.
you do the clearing. That's where it starts
right.
from, your current age. That's why you put your age in.
Right.
And the timer goes from your current age back to conception.
Right, and they're asking if it's just one that, for instance, the harmonic frequency that I run for an hour, is that also taking kind of clearing my past, or is it just clearing me now?
It's just clearing you now, I believe.
Okay.
Because that's what you're dealing with is the harmonics. The alien energy is coming to you.
Got it. Got it. So you really only need it taken off you now.
Yeah.
In now. Okay. Thank you, people, for writing in. Okay. Is the prerequisite for the spirit in the box the whole life emotional clearing?
Yeah, you have to have that one for sure.
Okay. Well, thank you, listener, for that.
Yeah, that's good to bring that up, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, listener, for the reminder. So someone said, if I don't have money and prosperity on the new planet, on the new earth, I still won't, but it won't bother me anymore. I'll be happy.
Yeah.
That's good, right, because you don't have to just be peaceful. And okay.
And what I will say, yeah, some people are out there chasing money, so they want to do the prosperity clearing to give them more money, but, you know, and that does, in a sense, help you. It will help. But you got to find out what your major issue is on your other energetic bodies. So, you know, you have many Band-Aids over one cut. So one of those could be, you know, your prosperity, maybe making money, which could be maybe three Band-Aids down, but did you actually go to the cut itself? That's what you want to do with your whole lifetime clearings. And so, you know, a lot of people want to take shortcuts, and there's really, you know, it makes sense. So, yeah, I don't have any money. I'll just do the prosperity bundle, and I'll have money coming in my life. Well, no. You need to clean out why you don't have it, and you got to see are you, are you afraid of money? Maybe your fear clearing is in there, Maybe you have to do a fear clearing to get money. So you need to look at what a whole lot of emotional clearing you need to have, and then your prosperity bundle will work better for you. But just remember, in peace energy, there's really no such thing as money. So when you go to the new earth, you are in peace, and you're in freedom. So as long as you, anyway, here in duality, chasing money, you're not going to have any freedom at all, because, you're dealing with an energy that is in duality. Remember, you spend money and you receive money. That's duality, come and go, negative and positive. Just think of your checkbook, You're paid, you put money in the bank typically, and then you lease it out to pay your bills. That's definitely duality. So you want to realize that, there's another system that you can use, and may not help you much when you're in duality, but it will make you more peaceful. That's why, you go to the new CLS Earth that was just created, and you can be in more peace with your spirit. So your spirit's going to live there. It won't come to you because you have to go to it with your body. It won't take your mind energy there, so naturally when you're there, you're not going to really have anything that you need to do or think of because you're at peace. That's why you do the mind and heart stuff to become peaceful. So hopefully that's kind of helped you. Different ways of stating this stuff, but the whole you will be whole and complete there of whatever you can bring over and whatever you have cleaned out of your body. So if you only done one clearing, let's just say you did your emotional clearing, and for some reason, all of your emotions were stuck in your right hand, okay? So when you go to the new earth, you're going to walk over there with your whole body, and all of a sudden, a pass-through is your hand, and your spirit will be there, and it can connect to your hand as long as your spirit got decontaminated here, and it's brought over there in wholeness. Rest of your body is still contaminated. It's not going to go there. That's what we talk about ascension. What are you bringing with of your body for ascension? That's why you're doing clearance to bring more of yourself to yourself. The energetic bodies are what you want to clear so that you can do the ascension with your body. Oh, and the spirit in the box will free up the extra parts of you, and those then will be on the new Earth, new CLS Earth planet. Back to you.
Okay, wonderful, Ron. And I want to remind everybody, if you don't know already, Ron has a YouTube page, and it is found under his name, not Creation Lightship. It's under Ron Amatron, and there are wonderful recordings there of a lot of the lectures he's given over the years that are all wonderful to listen to, and you still get the healings from them. I think it's three times you can listen to those. So someone has a question, Ron. On one of the wonderful recordings you've given us is the stopping time, and it's on the YouTube page. Question, does that mean we're put automatically in the present moment and on the new earth when we do that time stop?
When you stop time, you're stopping the alien time, okay? You're taking the battery out of the clock, okay? So, in a sense, you're stopping the time on the alien timeline that you were abducted onto. So you're off the mind energy information and stuff coming to you, but you're still going to be in time. Now, when you go to the new Earth, that's completely out of time. Time does not exist. It's not controlled by time. That's where I live, out of time. You're still living in time, but the time is stopped and you become creative. So if I stop time on one of those YouTubes, time is stopped on the alien timeline. You're not in my time. I have done some YouTubes, or maybe not YouTubes, but lectures where I have brought people into where I live. no time whatsoever. It doesn't know time. But once you stop time, it does feel better. But there is a difference. Back to you.
Okay, terrific. Someone has an item in their home that seems to, you know, have taken on this life of its own. It's moving around, and they're wondering, is that an entity or an alien? And I thought perhaps we could do, I don't know, an object clearing sample. Maybe we could each hold some object we'd like cleared or something, Ron. Could we do that as a sample?
Yeah, I guess so. This is probably not going to affect the initial question. The product goes much deeper than that. If something's moving,
it's for those balls that
and,
you
and the object
run?
Is just being used.
Okay.
This is not going to work for the person who asked that question.
Oh.
And object clearing is only a dollar, so.
Okay.
Know, I don't really like wasting a lot of BBS Showtime just to do a clearing that people could go online and do, you know, just to have to fix them. But here we go. One, think of an object that you have or hold something. So one, two, three, four, and five. There we go.
So do you think that the person's object has an entity attached to it or an alien presence?
I don't know. It has something. I would first do entities, do a space clearing, number one, because that object's in your space. So I would first do a space clearing, then maybe do an entity clearing on it. Could it be aliens? It's possible. But I would do those first, do a space clearing and see if it goes away. And then from there, maybe you have entities in your room or house, you know. And the space clearing is what I would do first on that. Back to you.
Okay, yeah, the space clearing is a wonderful one. Okay, someone is asking about the cellular mental clearing and if it would be possible for you to do a sample of that.
Okay, so what you have inside of you in your cells is your stuff, okay? And the mind energy connects to it. So when you think a thought, it gets stored inside of your cells, and that could bring forth even mind looping and things. But here we go. It's in a sense like a DNA clearing. So here we go. Think of an incident that you may have, or you could just pick a body location. Maybe for some reason you got a blemish, a pimple, and you go, well, why do I have this here? Well, we could try to clear that because that's in your cellular memory that you have this here, and maybe it's coming forth for you to clear that incident out of you. But here we go. Or just figure out something that you want to have cleared, and we'll just see what it does. I can't say where it's going to be in your body, you know, because it's being held someplace. The mind is holding it there. So here we go, releasing the energy. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay?
Okay, Ron, it is 5 o'clock.
Looks like it's that time.
Quickly. So
here we go, everybody. We'll do the mind at heart drop. And that's it. This you should be doing 3 hour. Do the be here now. Maybe when you wake up, dead on, get you back here. If you've been out, time traveling, on dreams, et cetera. So that can help you with that. But once you're awake and here, then, you know, do the mind to heart drop throughout the day. So here we go. You want to say this out loud. I now command my spirit. Take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. For the newbies, the old bees can just 2, 3, 2, 1. Of course, it's perfectly fine, but if you're a newbie, do this maybe for a week or two, counting down from 10 to 1. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. Thank you for listening. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Thank you, Anne. And our next conference call is tomorrow, which is Tuesday, 5:30 Pacific, and we do energetic hoarding release, $20. And we also put you, make you real on this call. Bye, everyone. Thank you. Blessings.